This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, February 15th public meeting about the proposed LANL electrical line across the Caja del Rio. As promised, a second public meeting on the proposed Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL upgrade project to expand electrical power capacity will begin at 4 p.m. on Thursday, February 15th at the Santa Fe Community College. The first virtual and in-person public meeting was held at the same location on January 11th. The proposed project is described in a draft environmental assessment that is out for public review and comment, with comments due February 20th. Sample public comments you can use and modify are available at nuclearactive.org. The proposed project comprises a 14-mile, 115-kilovolt overhead electrical line that would be added to the two overhead lines that cross the Caja del Rio and the Rio Grande to the Pajarito Plateau where LANL is located. As the proposed project would cross Santa Fe National Forest lands, LANL is requesting amendments to the 2022 Land Management Plan. The request includes the issuance of a special use permit to establish a utility corridor for the transmission line. There are many unanswered questions about the proposal. LANL claims it needs the additional power line to run its supercomputers. But a September 2021 post in the Los Alamos Reporter by Ted Wyka, the DOE NNSA manager of the Los Alamos field office, told a different story. At that time, the uses included, quote, state-of-the-air science experiments, innovation, training and accelerator and neutron science, medical isotope production and research, and next-generation computing, end quote. There is no explanation for the change. Nearly 3 years ago, over 650 public comments addressed the subjects that would be covered in the draft environmental assessment. Those comments alone necessitated DOE, NNSA, to elevate its analysis into a more complete environmental impact statement. But the federal agencies did not do so. Did you know DOE, NNSA, LANL is 6 years behind schedule to release a draft site-wide environmental impact statement about its day-to-day operations as well as proposed projects such as the electrical upgrade project? Nevertheless, the draft SWIS has not been released for public review and comment, even though it was supposed to be released last fall. In the meantime, LANL continues to expand its operations to fabricate the plutonium cores of nuclear weapons without any cumulative impact analysis for the increased use of water, emissions into the air, waste generation, transportation impacts for the 2,000 new employees, etc. To learn about the 106,000-acre Caja del Rio, please visit the beautiful website of the Caja del Rio Coalition at cajadelrio.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also listen to all of our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.